Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on August 21 regarding Zephyr, Z-E-P-H-R-Y, I guess that's Zephyry, Kirk, K-A-R-K. Zephyr Owens Kirk is a 65-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 10-15-14. Beatrice was trying to get up in her chair and push down on the counter where she works, and it gave way, causing her to fall. Beatrice, when she tried to break the fall, the counter flung back up, catching her underneath her right arm and causing her to injure her neck, back, and shoulder. Period. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period. She had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on her back and rotator cuff surgery on the shoulder. Period. She has recently participated in another course of physical therapy at Varsity Rehab in Daytona Beach, Florida, through 7/5/22. Period. That section is normal. New paragraph. I'm not in receipt of her early contemporaneous course of treatment documents. Period. However, I will recapture that from the evaluation by Dr. Kemp's, Kemp, K-E-M-P, on 113.7. Period. Nevertheless, on 2/3/7, she applied for Social Security disability. Period. She received an order approving settlement relative to the subject event on 123.18 to be inserted here. Apparently, she then reopened her case on 124.19. Apparently, she also supplied corresponding answers to reopen her interrogatories. Period. In paragraph on 113.17, she was indeed seen by Dr. Kemp. Period. He noted a history of rheumatoid arthritis and diabetes, as well as right knee surgery in high school. Comma, cyst removal from her face as a child. Comma, right knee injury in March of 2014 when she was a front seat passenger. Period. She stated she did not have neck problems after that. Period. She admitted to prior injuries and problems referable to the neck, but denied any similar injury to the head, right shoulder, or lower back. She also denies any subsequent unrelated history of injuries to her neck, head, right shoulder, and lower back. Period. She had been treated by Dr. Ben, B-E-N-N, for the motor vehicle accident of March 2014. Period. Her family physician was Dr. Cook for about 5 years. Period. She had been employed as a dining service worker by Rutgers State University from 2005. Period. Although she was still on the book, she had not worked since her back surgery in February 2016. Period. And put this in bold. We will mark the relevant portions of this evaluation by Dr. Kemp's. It actually is with an S. New paragraph. On 2/5/18, she was seen by Dr. McGuire, M-A-G-U-I-R-E. Period. She was taking pravastatin, methotrexate, folic acid, prednisone, metformin, stool softener, Basilgar, alendronate, Humira, and suffered from diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, and high cholesterol. Period. She had undergone knee replacements in 2017, right knee cartilage removal in 1974, right shoulder rotator cuff surgery in 2016, and L1, L2 surgery in 2016. Period. She was referred for laboratory studies, also noting diagnoses of osteoporosis and morbid, parentheses, severe, close parentheses, obesity due to excess calories. Bertrand is also referred for physical therapy. Period. She was monitored at this group by Dr. McGuire, M-A-G-U-I-R-E, over the next several months, running through 11/26/18, period. She complained of coughing and shortness of breath for a while, a pain in her tailbone when she coughed and inhaled, comma, as well as postnasal drainage, period. He noted a CAT scan of the thorax and pulmonary function test that showed mild restriction. Bertrand is going to be referred to a pulmonary specialist. Period. On 5/8/16, she had a chest x-ray to be inserted. Period. On 8/28/16, she had a repeat chest x-ray to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. On 3/22/19, the petitioner was seen by Dr. Tinney, T-I-N-N-E-Y, as a new patient. She brought a lot of her medications and was here for a review of her chronic medical conditions, period. In addition to her internal medicine problems, he noted she had severe back pain due to an L1-3 surgery in February 2017, right total knee replacement in June 2018, and left total knee replacement in October 2018. Period. She also suffered from depression, comma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, comma, morbid severe obesity, comma, type 2 diabetes mellitus, comma, rheumatoid disease, comma, systolic congestion, heart failure, comma, dilated cardiomyopathy, comma, cardiac dysrhythmia, and a decreased injection fraction based upon echocardiogram in December 2018 of 20-30%. Period. Dr. Tinney then treated her various medical problems over the next many months. He also prescribed Lexapro, period. She, at one point, underwent AICD implantation. Period, she underwent serial laboratory studies, period, her last visit at Metro Health, this time being seen by Dr. Savage, was on 4/3/22. Make that 3/30/22. She had been admitted to the hospital on 1/23/22 due to having COVID and pneumonia. She was intubated emergency and paralyzed. She then was referred to another hospital. She was on pressure support ventilation, followed by therapy and occupational therapy in the hospital. She was on oxygen at this time. Since being in the hospital, she had been coughing out clear phlegm. She offered complaints of left shoulder weakness and loss of motion. Her husband stated that while she was intubated and sedated, she tended to lay on that arm and press it against the side of the bed, where they think she probably injured it then. She was not interested in further evaluation of her left shoulder at that time until everything else settles down. Period. She remained on myriad medications. Period. Adjustments in her diagnoses included type 2 diabetes with diabetic polyneuropathy, comma, uterine fibroid, comma, chronic low back pain, comma, lumbar radiculopathy, comma, continuous opioid dependence, comma, type 2 diabetes with peripheral vascular disease, comma, glaucoma due to type 2 diabetes, comma, atherosclerosis of aorta, comma, and physical deconditioning. Berchi had a lumbar spine x-ray on 7/17/19. That's referral of Dr. Quanig, Q-U-A-N-I-N-G. Due to an indication of, quote, lower back pain after missing step. Period, pain radiates down legs. Period, end quote. Insert those results here. Physical exam. Extremities upper, there was excessive adipose tissue bilaterally. Period, there were healed portal scars about the right shoulder. Period, passive motion of the shoulders was decreased. Period, abduction right was 130 degrees and left 120 degrees, comma. Flexion right 125 degrees and left 120 degrees. Period, motion was otherwise full in all independent spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period, motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. She was tender anteriorly about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Shoulder maneuvers normal. Extremities lower, inspection revealed excessive adipose tissues. Tissue appeared there was well healed. Open longitudinal scars at each knee, consistent with knee replacement surgeries. Period, right knee flexion was from 0 to 85 degrees and left from 0 to 95 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period, motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that section is normal, spine, cervical. She was tender in the right suboccipital musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with a slow but physiologic gait using a cane in her right hand. Period, she was able to stand on her toes with support, but was unable to stand on her heels. Period, she changed positions slowly and performed 0 degrees squatting. Period, inspection revealed a midline 2-inch scar consistent with her surgery, but preserved low daughter curve. Period, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actually flexed to 35 degrees. Period, motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Period, she was tender in the midline, columbus sacral junction. Period, supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 50 degrees and left at 35 degrees. Each elicited only low back tenderness with no radicular complaints below the knees. Period, the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 10, 15, 14. Zephyr Owens-Kirk was injured at work trying to get up out of her chair. Period, she had an extensive diagnostic workup and course of treatment, including surgery on her right shoulder and lower back. Period, she received awards approving settlement through 123.18. Period, she applied for modification of that award in 2019. Period, it does not appear that she received substantive medical attention to these orthopedic problems afterwards. Period, she primarily was being treated for numerous multiple internal medicine disorders, including morbid obesity and rheumatoid arthritis. Period, in paragraph, the current examination found her to be morbidly obese. Period, she had decreased passive range of motion about both shoulders. The provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, she had decreased range of motion about both knees. Period, she had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period, sitting in supine straight leg raise maneuvers did not correlate with one another. Period, the latter did not elicit any radicular complaints below the knees. Period. New paragraph, my estimates of impairment are the same as those issued by Dr. Kemp's in 2017. Period, in my estimation, there would be 12.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lumbar sacral spine, paired there with B, 7.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the right shoulder, period. And that is the end.